The state Supreme Court has issued a 30-day suspension against 5th Judicial District Judge Mark Thompson. The court suspended Thompson without pay for threatening his stepson with an AR-15 rifle earlier this year. Thompson pointed the rifle at his stepson's chest during an argument last year. He later pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor disorderly conduct in connection to the threat. Thompson formerly served as chief judge for a district that includes Clear Creek, Summit, Eagle, and Lake counties. His 30-day suspension will stretch from October 15th through November 13th. He also must serve a year of unsupervised probation and has to complete an anger management course, but will continue to preside over non-criminal cases. A lawsuit over the Environmental Protection Agency's handling of the 2015 gold mine environmental disaster will start today in Washington, D.C. KGNU Steve Miller has more.
The New Civil Liberties Alliance is presenting an oral argument on behalf of Gold King mine owner Todd Hennis before the U.S. Court of Federal Claims this morning. On the morning of August 5, 2015, the EPA dug away tons of rock and debris that blocked the portal of Hennis's Gold King mine near Silverton, Colorado. Opening the closed portal of the mine released over 3 million gallons of acid mine drainage and 880,000 pounds of heavy metals onto the private property below and into the waterways downstream, including the Animas River, located in the San Juan Mountains near Durango. It took the form of a bright yellow-orange toxic sludge, and the pollution lingers to this day. The lawsuit is challenging the government's physical invasion, occupancy, use, taking, and contamination of Mr. Hennis's property. Hennis says he is seeking compensation for the years the EPA has been using his property without his consent under the Fifth Amendment's Takings Clause, which forbids private property to be taken for public use without just compensation. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
The United States Department of Labor determined a Colorado Springs company willfully exposed a worker to life-threatening injuries. The worker was performing maintenance inside a cement mixer back in March of this year when a co-worker turned on the machine, nearly killing him. The Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, found the company Lindsay Precast, Inc. failed to comply with federal workplace safety standards. The company supplies precast burial vaults to the Department of Veteran Affairs. OSHA has cited the company for prior violations in 2017 and 2019 and is proposing a fine of over $200,000 for the most recent violation. During the investigation of the March incident, OSHA uncovered other safety failures that included not properly training their workers on safety laws in general and on powering on and off machinery in particular. The company has 15 business days from the date of the citation to comply with safety laws. The Rocky Mountain U.S. Forest Service has announced funding for a series of projects to improve water quality, roads, trails, and fish habitats through a new collaborative aquatic landscape restoration program and the existing Legacy Roads and Trails program. Some of the areas that will benefit from the funding will be the Arapahoe-Roosevelt National Forest, Pike and San Isabel, San Juan National Forest, White River National Forest, and Black Hills National Forest, along with other national forests across the state. Frank Beam, the Rocky Mountain Forester, said in a press release that the funds will address much-needed critical road, trail, and stream improvements benefiting local communities and forest visitors in the Rocky Mountain region. All sixth graders at Lafayette's Angevine Middle School will be able to take part of a mental health literacy program this year. The Boulder Valley School District is partnering up with the All Advocates for All Youth program and the University of Colorado Anschutz to run the programs. The program will last 6 weeks and volunteers that are teaching students will follow a curriculum with activities that will help support students to increase their resilience and self-efficacy skills. According to The Impact, this will help students manage and lower their stress. According to the Daily Camera, Allison Billings, Impact and Education Executive Director, said that rather than just addressing the kids who are just struggling, it helps everybody understand more about mental health and well-being. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.